Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you here. We are so glad that you are with us in the service today. Especially, I'm very grateful this morning that cold weather has kind of held off a little bit. But it's so good to see all of you, and we want to welcome you on this second Sunday after Epiphany. A little bit later on, as we continue the relational challenges series that we started. Last week we talked about the challenges of caring for others, and today we're going to be talking about don't forget about prayer. And so we'll be looking at Nehemiah's response, which we alluded to last week. But we are glad you're here, so let's join together and begin our service by standing together and singing our Gloria Patria.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end.
Well, let's join together there this morning for our call to worship in the bulletin. God's unfailing love welcomes us here.
We thank God for this glorious gift.
God's unfailing love redeems our lives.
We thank God for our many blessings.
God's unfailing love is ours to share. Well, let's join together. I might call this the hymn Sunday that you haven't sang in a long time. Because I picked Accept Sweet Hour of Prayer, the last one. So we're going to sing Send the Light, 630 or 672. You can follow along on the PowerPoint also this morning, all four verses.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless way. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light. Blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine for
forevermore. How many of you remember that one? Some. I told you, wait till we sing the next one. So, yes. Well, let's join together then for our opening prayer this morning. Unfailing God, we come to you from many walks of life. Welcome us with your love. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might sense your presence. In gracious gratitude, we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to 5:10. So I saw this in the hymn book at home this week, and I thought, what is that hymn? That sounds familiar. So I got online, and I found the place where the words are that I normally get, and they got a little MIDI thing there, and I hit it, and I thought, oh my gosh, I know this. I just haven't sung it in decades. And the reason what grabbed me about it is the words. Very powerful words. If you know it, sing it out, because I'm trying to totally remember the tune, so I don't want to put pressure on Linda there a little bit. But at least get me going with the verses so we can get it going there. So you can go ahead and start there. Are you weary? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving or joy departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He's a friend that's well known. Such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus alone. Do the tears flow down your cheeks a minute? Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Have you sins that are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it. Jesus, he's a friend that's well known. You're no other, such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Do you fear the gallows of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He's a friend that's well known. You're no other, such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Are you troubled at the thought of dying? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus, for Christ's coming, kingdom sign. Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He's a friend that's well known. You're no other, such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. I really like those words. No matter what we're going through, we can always tell it to Jesus. And part of the reason I picked that one is because it goes along with the message today. Well, I'm going to invite our kids, if they would make their way down this morning. You got your camouflage on there this morning.
Yeah.
And you're ready to win, too. Yep. Look at them. They all got their boots on today.
Snowshoes.
Everybody squeeze in. Man, everybody is looking so good this morning. I like your jumper. Oh, look at those bows on her shoes, too. Yeah. So how are you guys doing today?
Good.
You doing good? Did you
If we're sad, we can tell it to Jesus. If we're scared, we can tell it to Jesus. No matter what we're going through, we can tell it to Jesus. We can talk to Jesus about anything, like he's our best friend. Yeah. Now, we may not be able to see Jesus, but he's still with us.
In our heart.
Yes, and he's with us all around us. God's presence is with us. And so we can talk to Jesus anytime, whatever we're going through today. And one of the things about our story that the adults are going to be looking today is that when we face challenges, like that math test at school that's coming up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. It won't be tomorrow. It'll be Tuesday, wouldn't it? Yeah, because there's no school tomorrow. But on Tuesday, and you're probably praying it's going to be cold so you won't have to go to school. Would you do that? Or would you rather go to school? You're going to stay home. There you go. That's a good, honest answer. I probably would have felt the same way. Yes. But you know what? We can tell it to Jesus. We can talk to Jesus about whatever we're going through. And so later on, when I talk with the adults during the message, we're going to talk about how we can pray and talk to God anytime, wherever we're going. We can tell Jesus about how we're feeling. We're mad. We're frustrated. We're scared. We're not sure. We can talk to Jesus about it. And he's there to help us. And it's good to be specific when we pray. You know what that means?
No.
Tell him exactly the way it is. Tell him exactly how you feel. Here, let me use an example. How many of you ever leave your room too messy?
I have.
Okay. Yes. You know what? I don't remember as much when I was a kid, but I remember when I was a teenager, I would leave my clothes on this one chair. Like, I'm home from school, I put them on that chair. And my mom would get on me about it. You got to put those things away, or put them in the... We used to have a clothes chute that you could put them in, that goes down into the chute that drops the clothes right above the washer and dryer. And put them in the chute! Don't leave them all over your room. Do you ever leave your clothes on the floor? Oh! Oh my gosh! You know what? Guys can do that. Yes,
it's easy.
Yep. Oh my God! You're talking about when he was a teenager, aren't you? She listens, doesn't she? Were your age one time. Yes. But you know what? Even if you're feeling frustrated. So I was a freshman in college, and one of my friends on the floor of our dorm, he was the RA. He was a residential advisor. So he kind of watched out for us all, and we had problems on the floor, we could go talk to him or whatever, and so forth. So he was kind of the leader on our dorm floor. And I remember I was talking to him one time. I don't even know how we got started, but we were talking about prayer. And you know what he told me? He said, Jason, he says, if you're angry, if you're mad, if somebody said something about you and hurt you, he said, just tell it to God. And you know, we in our minds were like, oh, you know, we shouldn't tell God that, you know. God doesn't want to know about when we're angry or anything. You know what he told me? He said, God already knows when we're angry. So why not just tell him and kind of get it out of us? It's kind of like getting rid of the burden that we're carrying around when we're angry. Just give it to God. Say, here, God, take this. That person in my class at school drives me nuts.
Just take my anger.
Yes, and give it to God. You know why? Because we can take it to Jesus.
Yep.
He cares for us. Because those are the kind of challenges we face as kids at times, you know. And so there's nothing too big or too small that God doesn't care about. And He'll help us out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys can head on down this morning.
And I think, are our teenagers going out today? No, they're not? Okay. Gotcha. All right. So we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share. I love it. All those kids today. What wonderful. Maybe you have a joy or concern you would like to share before we go to prayer. And we're going to invite you to share this morning. So, yes.
A friend of mine, Margie Baldwin, she has, not sure what type of surgery it is that she needs, but it has been postponed 4 different times now.
Ooh.
She's very frustrated. I've just seen her comments on Facebook. So, just prayers that she can finally get whatever it is taken care of.
Yes, yes. I understand that, especially if you're in pain. It's really bad when it gets delayed.
I don't know specifically.
Yeah.
What it is.
We can definitely pray. We can pray for Margie to have favor in those situations and help get that taken care of. Yeah.
My daughter-in-law, Kimmy, she has been having problems with her foot for years, and she's finally going to get an MRI, and she's scared that she's going to need surgery.
Okay. Okay. Well, we definitely can pray for Kimmy this morning. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yes, because I think, didn't we pray a few weeks ago for her recovery and everything?
She had duodenal ulcer. She was bleeding out.
Yes, yes. Now I remember the more specifics of that. Yes. Thank God for that. Yeah. And so, somebody else. Joys or concern? Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. Someone else? Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. Someone else? Yep.
Thankful. My family is real thankful. My brother pulled through. He had a torn artery in his heart suddenly. And luckily, he was working at a facility where they had oxygen to give him and nurses. And
oh, wow.
He ended up being rushed to the hospital and then life flight into Cleveland Clinic, and they immediately operated on him, get great surgeons, and I mean...
Yeah, I bet.
It was really lucky that he pulled through. It affected several arteries, and so he had to have splints. Luckily, he didn't have to crack them open, so I'm thankful for that, too.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do. I know, I don't know, Steve would probably know more of the procedures, but they can even go in your side and do some of that now on your heart. And it's just, yeah, unreal. And what is his first name so we can pray for his recovery? Yeah. And let's pray for him. And I know sometimes thank God, but my dad had open heart surgery, my brother. So recovery is a big thing too. And all of that. So so thankfully they were able to do it. And they went up through, did a cath kind of a thing and fixed it. So, yeah. So, somebody else. Oh, yeah.
Unspoken and another one, please. Emily was supposed to get home from the hospital, not the hospital, but the recovery. You know, she went for therapy yesterday. She was supposed to get home already. I haven't talked to her since then, but I did twice through the week. She's doing really well.
Oh, thank God. Yes. Yeah, so we're glad Emily's doing much better and recovering. Thank you for sharing that, because I think the last couple times we prayed for her for recovery already and everything. That's good. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
Just continue your prayers for my sister. She had her second treatment. She's lost all of her hair. She has one more treatment in about 18 days. And then hopefully things will have shrunk enough that they can do surgery. And then my niece, Brooklyn, resides at home with a wound back and skin grafts on her legs. So just continued prayers for Brooklyn, healing and strength.
Yes. And thank you for all the updated information. And I knew she had gotten home. I had shared that last week, but I did not share about the womb vac. And so continued healing and strength for her. And then also for Jill, for strength and shrinkage, that the tumors, and so that they can go in and do the surgery. So somebody else then. Anybody else this morning? Yes. Okay. That, we know the Lord knows all of them. We want to remember Ian in our prayers. I think that's Carol's, is it son-in-law? Is that correct? I think she was sharing that we've been praying for, and she's been asking for prayers. Ian Coyle, he has cancer, and we want to keep him in our prayers. She gave me a slip, so now I know more details about it, and he's going to be on our monthly coming up next Sunday for February, the monthly prayer list. So anybody else? Yeah.
I think we need to lift up Karen Patton, Mary Sue Smoke, the family. They moved her recently, and I talked to Karen last night, and it's not going very well at the facility, and they might have to move her back home. So just prayers for comfort and peace in all of the decisions that need to be made and have been made and moving forward.
Yeah, yeah, so... All right, definitely we'll do that. I got to see her this week, and yeah, so. Anybody else then this morning? Yeah.
Yeah, we're just thankful we got back safe and sound home.
Yes, and so some of you may not know what that is. So over, was it the New Year or was it Christmas? Or a little bit of both? Okay, they were in New Orleans. And they were just down the way from where that guy drove his car down there. Yes. And I told him, I said, I thought of them when I heard that story. And thank God they were. She said, we were already back in our room and safe. And but yeah, so we are grateful. And yes. So thank you. Yeah. Thank God for that. Anybody else this morning? Anybody else? So, okay, well, there's different needs there that we can lift up in prayer. And I would encourage you, as some of those names come to your mind, that you would lift up some of those that you would like. Maybe there was something that's been weighing on your heart that you don't want to share because it's personal or whatever. But you can talk to Jesus as we sang, as she plays, and others quietly pray there. And then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we are grateful today that we can come to you and talk to you anytime, no matter what we're going through. You are a friend that sticks closer than a family member. You are our Abba, Father, the one that we can come to in our time of need. And today we pause to lift up those that have been mentioned today. And Lord, we ask that you would intervene and move and work and touch in each of these lives today. We lift up Margie, whose surgery keeps getting delayed, and the frustration, and I don't know all that's involved and what's going on, but we just ask for your favor, whether it's with the insurance or whatever else it involves, that you would give favor in that situation, and that she can be able to get the surgery and get it taken care of, and there would be healing and recovery. We lift up Kimmy as she goes in for this MRI on her foot. God, we just pray for peace for her today, and that you'll be with her, and that it won't be anything serious, but God, it'll be something that they can take care of, and that you will just give her that peace today. We lift up Jeff to you, God, asking for your continued touch as recovery is going on there. We lift up Brooklyn, Lord, for healing and strength with and that wound vac. And Lord, we just continue to pray for healing and recovery there. We lift up Jill to you, who has been going through treatments. We just asking for that shrinkage to take place, and that you'll give her strength for each day, Lord, so that when this next treatment comes up, that she will be able to handle that and go through what she needs to. And we just continue to pray your healing touch there through all that, and strength, and that she needs. And Ian, God, also with him, your continued healing touch with him. I'm sure as he's going through treatments that you will give him strength, and that there would be also shrinkage and healing there. Lord, we lift up the Shout family, and we just ask for your peace and wisdom and guidance there. In the midst of all of that, it's never easy, and we just pray that you will lead there. And Lord, we continue to lift up those out in California with the wildfires and everything that's going on and the devastation, and we thank you so much for churches and organizations and different groups that are on the ground trying to help out with recovery after the fires are out. We lift up all the first responders, God, that you will just be with them and protect them and watch over them as they're trying to battle these fires in the midst of the crazy winds that they've been having out there. And God, we pray for peace and strength and comfort, Lord, with so much loss and devastation, and that you will grant favor in the midst of all that as they're trying to recover and rebuild and everything else that'll be involved there in the months and years to come. Lord, we lift up the four unspoken needs that have been mentioned today. Lord, you know exactly what they are, so we lift them up to you, asking that you would meet the needs of each. Jesus, you told us that our Heavenly Father knows what we need before we even ask. So we just ask, Lord, that you would minister and move in the way that you can. Lord, if there's someone that came in today and they're carrying a burden or something and that they could not share, we just lift them up to you today and ask that you would meet that need and work in that situation or whatever it may involve, and that you would grant your grace in all of that. And so thank you today for that. And Lord, we just continue to pray for our community and our nation and our states and just so many. And then coming up with the inauguration of our new president, God, we just ask for wisdom and guidance and leading there through all of that. We pray that you would continue to watch over all of us, Lord, especially in the days to come with this severe cold weather, that you will just protect us and keep us safe. And we ask your blessing there through the middle of all of that. And so we're grateful and thankful. Lord, bless the rest of our time together now as we break the bread of your word. May you just encourage our hearts and speak to us and teach us that we might be more effective and bold as we bring our prayers and petitions before you. As we ask all of these things now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for joining us in prayer today. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. We want to thank you for your faithfulness. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer dedication in the bulletin. Steadfast God, thank you for the gifts we have returned to you. Help us use them wisely as you lead us, that your love might shine through us. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, as we continue in our series this morning in Nehemiah, we're going to be looking at the next few verses there. And so we're going to be looking at Nehemiah. What's going on here? Okay. There we go. Wow, it kind of froze up on me for a second there. Nehemiah chapter 1, we're going to be looking at verses 5 through 11 this morning. And you can follow along there on the PowerPoint. Then I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commandments, listen to my prayer. Look down and see me praying night and day for your people Israel. I confess that we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commandments, decrees, and regulations that you gave us through your servant Moses. Please remember what you told your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. The people you rescued by your great power and strong hand are your servants. O Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those of us who delight in honoring you. Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it into his heart to be kind to me. In those days, I was the king's cupbearer. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. So I think I've shared maybe one of these, maybe two of them, but I'm going to share a couple of them with you this morning, something a little funny about kids. And since we're talking about prayer, I'm going to use these ones that deal with young kids who are learning the Lord's Prayer for the first time. Little three-year-old Reese says, Our Father, who art in heaven, Harold is his name. Amen. And then little Caitlin was beginning to pray and learning it, and she too kept going, and she said this, Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from email. Well, maybe some of us would love to pray that, wouldn't we? Do you have one of those box or inboxes where you got 300-400 emails in your inbox? Oh my gosh, I can't even stand having more than 50 in mine. So, so there's just some good ones. I thought I had one more, but I must not have. So, we'll leave it at that there this morning. We're going to continue our series that we began last week on relational challenges that we sometimes face in life. Last week, we talked about our first one, and that's the challenge of caring for others. And we're reading from Nehemiah. Nehemiah is a cupbearer or butler, if you prefer. These people were not just servants, but they could be very influential to the kings in the ancient Near East. Nehemiah happened to be the cupbearer or butler for the king of Persia at the time, who had, when Judah went into exile into Babylon, the Persians came along and conquered the Babylonians. And so there was a movement. Some started to go home back to Jerusalem, which we talked about last week, and started to want to rebuild the walls and the gates of Jerusalem. But Nehemiah was stuck and stayed. He may have chosen to stay as in that important position in the Persian Empire, and so you will remember that it began last week with his desire to care for his people from far away. Shusha in Persia, which is in modern day Iran, I believe, I think I said that last week, and all the way back to Jerusalem. Now, living in Shusha had to be difficult for Nehemiah, in light of how far away he is. I mean, think about this. The difference, and I did look it up. I remember last week I said it was far away, but I didn't tell you. But this week I looked it up, and you're looking at 800 to 900 miles away. Okay, let me ask, and we talked a little bit about this last week. Have you ever ran into a situation where you had to care for your parents, but they live farther away? That, you know, some siblings can't always help out with caring for parents because they live in another state. So usually the closest, I remember my brother, nothing against my brother, I love him, but he would get frustrated because he lived just up the road, a quarter of a mile from dad's, and he'd always call my dad first. My dad would always call him first, and so my brother always had to run up there to help him out. And we lived like 30 minutes away, and my sister lived 20 minutes away. My other brother lived 5 minutes away. So, yeah, it was just a, you know, but can you imagine? Your heart is breaking. You're concerned about caring for your people and the nation and the rebuilding of Jerusalem and everything. And you're 800-900 miles away. 1,600 miles or more round trip. And guess what? You couldn't drive a camel 65 miles an hour back then. Now, Nehemiah's heartbroken. And if you remember when we left off last week, what did we say he started to do? He started to fast and pray and cry, and he got down low. Today, we're looking at a sample of that prayer. And so here's my question for us that I want us to think about this morning. As we talked about caring for our little ones or our kids or our teenagers or people we know, neighbors or older parents or grandparents or whatever last week. Today, let me ask the question, what is your first response when faced with a new challenge? Maybe panic a little? Maybe complain a little? Maybe cry a little? Maybe ask for help. Maybe stay in bed because you don't want to deal with it. Maybe you're one of those, you're a problem solver. And so your first is you go into that mode and you're trying to figure it all out and fix it or whatever and work it all out. So here's another question. How does Nehemiah deal with this great challenge? Well, we talked about it at the very end last week. He prays. How do we deal with our challenges? And so my challenge today, as you can tell by the title of the message, is don't forget about prayer. Don't forget to pray in those situations. Don't forget prayer. Why? This is why. Challenges require prayer. Now, we're not dealing with anything specific today, but we're dealing, which we will deal more specific with something that he's going to face in chapter 2 next week. But just some general things to think about. Challenges require prayer. Why? Well, I mean, we bring our burdens to God. Some people try to carry their burdens all on their own, their whole lives. That's a hard thing to do. And as we heard last week, Nehemiah sat down and he began crying and he began praying. You know what? It's okay to cry. You know why I think he was crying? Because that burden was heavy on him in that moment. And sometimes when we're burdened down, we cry. I think I shared with the Bible study group one time. Sometimes when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I get quiet. And because everything is being internalized there in that moment. But notice here how he begins and ends his prayer. You can tell it's a plea. Oh Lord, God of heaven, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, God of heaven, listen to my prayer. You know what he's saying literally in each of those? Open your eyes and ears, Lord, to what I'm going through. That's pretty blunt, isn't it? And I'm going to say more about that in a minute. Now think about this. Even though he worked for one of the most powerful kings in the world at that time, he still pleads his case to God. confessing their past, and committing the burden of the task ahead of them to God. One of the other things he does, not only bringing that burden to God, but we acknowledge God is greater than the challenges we face. That's what he does in this situation. Right at the beginning, after he as soon as he starts off, "Oh Lord God of heaven," he starts telling and talking about and confessing how great God is. Nehemiah knows God helped them in the past, and now he confesses that God is greater than their present troubles and shame. When you go to God, it's okay. God, you are greater than what I'm facing right now. You are greater than that situation that I'm going through. You are greater than that problem. I trust you. And that's a confession that you're making because you're saying, God, I need you in this situation. He confesses the nation has failed God. He even knows that God is greater than their failure and his own family's failures. In fact, in a way, he is saying God is greater than anyone or anything. There's been times when I've had to pray, God, listen, I can't take care of this. I don't know how to take care of this, but I know you are greater than what I'm going through right now, and you can help me through this situation. Challenges require prayer. Second thing I see out of this is our pleas can be bold. Our pleas can be bold. Four things I want you to see here. Maybe it's three. Oh, well, we'll get to it. When facing challenges, ask for success. How many of you ever do that? You know, are you bold enough to ask for success? Nehemiah's request is really bold. Listen to what it says there. Grant me success as I seek an audience with the king. Or literally it says, in the sight of this man. He's talking about the king of Persia. Success in this context means being able to accomplish the task at hand. Helping to rebuild the walls, helping to care for his nation and Jerusalem and all of that. Those are the kind of prayers that we can pray. I mean, what else do we pray when we're facing a challenge that's overwhelming? God, help me get through this. Well, how about God not only help me get through this, but be successful and take care of it like I need to? That's what we're talking about. Ask for success. When facing challenges, ask for favor. Ask for God's favor. It's okay to do that. Listen to what he says there. Put it in his heart. Whose heart? The king's heart. To be kind to me. What's he doing? He's seeking favor from the king to assist him in his task. Because what's going to happen is, we're going to see in the weeks to come, is Nehemiah is going to be bold with the king and say, can you help us rebuild? That's a big, bold challenge right there. And as he seeks God's help, it's amazing. He asks God for favor so the king will extend favor to him. There have been situations where I've been in and I'm like, oh God, you got to give me favor in this situation so that I can deal with what's going on here. And God has done that on more than one occasions. And I think God has done that even when I didn't specifically pray for favor in a situation. So when facing challenges, ask for favor or God's favor. The next thing there is, when facing challenges, ask precisely. Okay, this is something I really want you to catch a hold of, because I meet a lot of Christians that pray like this. Well, God, I know you're really busy, and if you could maybe have a chance to help me out in this situation, I would really appreciate it. We don't see any prayers like that in Scripture. Usually prayers in Scripture are very bold and specific. And here's what Nehemiah says. Let me reread it. Please give success to your servant today and grant him favor in the presence of this man. That's quite literal right there. In other words, God, give me success and grant me favor with the king so that he can help me with the task at hand. Sometimes our challenges in life are so specific that I believe we need to be specific when we pray. I don't know if you've ever noticed that sometimes when I pray for our time of prayer, I pray very specific at times. Shrink these tumors. Give wisdom to this person so they know what to do. You know, very specific things. And as he seeks God's help, he's not vague. He's not wishy-washy. He is exact in what he asks God for. In fact, if you read it carefully or listen carefully, he even reminds God, "Hey God, don't forget your promises you made to Moses about us." He reminds God of God's promises. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to do that. And then the last one, when facing challenges, ask God. Oops, I guess I didn't put it in there. Oh, well. When facing challenges, ask others to pray also. Okay, let me tell you what happened. I added this in at 4:30 this morning. Yeah. Because it struck me as I was reading it that here's what he says. Listen, O Lord, please hear my prayer. And then catch this. Listen to the prayers of those who delight in you. You know what that says? That says that he must have had others that were praying with him. How important when we're facing, especially life-altering challenges, we need others to pray. We need others to pray for us. And how important that is. And here's the reason why I say that. Jesus, in his teachings in Matthew, says this: "I assure you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, then my Father who is in heaven will do it for you." I don't care what you're going through. Don't let your pride keep you from having others to pray with you about a situation. Don't do that. Because if you're a lone ranger, that's a hard thing. I remember, and I didn't realize it at first till afterwards, because all I was in was in pain when I had that protruding disc and the protrusion was laying on my sciatic nerve and I was in pain where I had to crawl to get to the bathroom for a couple days. It was so unbearable. And finally, when surgery came, the day of the surgery or the day before, Jody put on Facebook, "Hey, I would appreciate it if you would pray for Jason." Think about that for a minute. That went from a few people in the congregation that knew about it to hundreds and maybe thousands that saw that. It's powerful when we have a bunch of people praying. Nehemiah's task is enormous, as we're going to see in the weeks to come. He isn't asking God for a little favor. He's seeking a big favor. That becomes, as we read the story, becomes bigger, bigger as it goes along. Again, as I asked last week, what challenges are you facing? What makes them challenging? Do they seem bigger as life progresses? Have you ever prayed like Nehemiah prayed? Would you be so bold as to pray like Nehemiah? If so, why? If not, ask yourself why not. Don't forget prayer in the challenges of life. Next week, we're going to consider the challenges of working with or for someone in life. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and take a moment or two and greet one another, and then we will close out with sweet hour of prayer this morning. Sweet hour of prayer. Oh, I think I did. Yeah, it's okay. That's great. I love it. I love it. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Just remind me and yeah. Ah, where'd you go? All right, I think we're going to get ready to go ahead and close out this morning. We're on 5:15, sweet hour of prayer this morning, or you can follow along. There's just two verses there of the chorus. You go ahead and stand if you're able to, and sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known in seasons of distress and grief. My soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me his faith, trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Well, let's join together for our benediction as blessings of God. Go be a blessing this week. May God continually walk and work with us, relieving our burdens and giving us strength. Amen. and the dawn.